Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close! Bring it in close!
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the Huddle, brought to you by the Good Feet Store Premium Art Supports. Learn more at goodfeet.com. On the Morning Shift.
Back here on the Morning Shift and going in the huddles. The Commanders, this according to Pro Football Talk, had entertained multiple players, including the four quarterbacks, earlier in the week. And apparently, Josh Harris and the Commanders were really out of line. Again, according to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio and Miles Simmons. So they go on to say, I think it is imperative to bring in these guys, the quarterbacks, one at a time. Know everything you can about them. Get them all in with you. And that is where this has kind of gone off the rails for the Commanders. Because I'm hearing, Florio said, that there's a belief that maybe Jaden Daniels is not all that interested now in going to the Commanders. This, of course, stemming from the visit with all the quarterbacks. So Miles Simmons then replied to Florio saying, you can pick up another asset, not picking Daniels and trading down, but is that going to be worth it if you are playing games and you don't get the exact quarterback that you sensibly have fallen in love with throughout this draft process? To me, that would not make much sense, but there are a lot of things about the way the Commanders have gone about, let's call it, the last week, that have not made much sense to me. He proceeded to say twice that the Commanders' process was disrespectful to the prospective quarterbacks, expressing, I am confused by this approach of bringing all these quarterbacks in at the same time.
This just reeks of a story that comes out in 3 months where it says, you know, we were going to draft Jaden. A source from the Commander says we were going to draft Jaden Daniels, but we didn't think he emerged as the alpha in the room when they all visited at the same time. I mean, it reeks of a story like that. Ron Butler, who is Jaden Daniels' agent, has responded, or, you know, it cryptically responded to multiple tweets about this and Mike Florio's words and everything else. And also, guys, you know it. Vegas knows exactly what to expect in a lot of situations like this, where Jaden Daniels was the clear favorite a couple of weeks ago to be drafted second overall over Drake May, being minus 275. They now both sit at minus 115 to go two overall. So there's a lot of whispers behind the scenes about this process. I don't mind it, I think, as much as some seem to. I mean, Well, get them all in the same room and whatever else. I mean, at least it's efficient, if nothing else. But yeah, it is what it is.
If I was the agent, I'd be frustrated with the Mike Florios and Miles Simmons of the world, basically insinuating that I got okey-doked by a team and didn't know all the details about the meeting that I was sending my client to. I would be frustrated with that. If the players and the agents didn't have a problem, or they had a problem with it, they could have handled it differently. Well, they wouldn't be the first player to not go to take a meeting. I mean, Marvin Harrison didn't do anything.
Is it possible that?
So, I mean,
but
literally,
is
did
it
not
possible
do anything.
That maybe they didn't know? And I don't think that the team, you know, I wouldn't think a team would handle it that way. But maybe people are playing different mind games. You just don't know what people are trying to do or teams are trying to do during the draft. That maybe you're like, let's get them all in.
Well,
and
I would if I was a player, if I was a team. I would not want to mislead agents of players that I'm either going to draft or could be drafting or might have to deal with in the future, because it's like here in Atlanta with the, and it's a little bit different with the Braves. Braves and Scott Boras don't really do business together. So whenever you see a Scott Boras player, you can pretty much be assured that it's either not going to happen here if they're a free agent, or it's going to be a tough negotiation.
But do you think, as an agent, do you not say anything because you still want them to be taken high in the first round, right? Like, why are you going to make some noise over how they handle the process if you still want maybe your guy to get taken there because you get
I think that's a good point. But I think it's the same with the team, though. You don't want to irritate a player because then they can. Because, look, quarterbacks this year, the top three guys, four guys, Mike, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I think they have a little bit of power because there are a lot of teams that need quarterbacks. And we've talked about how many teams are willing to get up. And, you know, they could pull an Eli Manning or a John Elway. And this year, I think more than most years. I think this is a year that you could do that. You have to be very particular with – your draft status and the year you want to do something like that in. But if any year is this, maybe that's why Jaden Daniels is putting out what he's put, or what we're rumored to hear.
Well, let me also read this a little bit more R-rated tweet that Mr. Butler also liked on the X. He said this tweet is not from him, but he did like it.
Butler.
The agent. Right. Okay, Butler. Ron Butler, the agent of Jaden Daniels. This person responded to this Florio story, said, how many companies do this? Put them around their peers. Bring players from a team along and see how they interact. Who cares how they interact with players they will never play with? This doesn't make sense to me. That gets a like from Mr. Ron Butler. I'll be honest with y'all. I fully believe that behind the scenes, Florio is probably talking to this guy. He just doesn't want to go on the record. That's how I view it. That's what I'm seeing. I'm thinking that Florio's, I'm hearing whispers that maybe Jaden Daniels is not enamored. Yeah, it sounds to me like those rumors are coming straight from Ron Butler. So, I don't know. We'll see how it all plays out. But I guarantee you on draft night, when Jaden Daniels is announced as number 2 pick to Washington, he's not going to say no thanks.
And that's my point. Like, if you're saying, like, the agent's maybe making a cryptic tweet or he's liking something, and you are saying here maybe that's where the information Florio's getting is coming from, then, yeah, that's the point I was making earlier. You're not going to say something because you want your guy to still get that money and go.
His money is your money. I mean, it's a percentage, not an amount.
You may not be happy with how it was handled, but you can't go vocalize that. And, I mean, and let's just be honest, too. Even if they said they didn't like how it was handled, I think they're still going to pass on him anyway because they come out and say, hey, this is a horrible way to handle this process.
But
no, you still want to take this guy. You want him to want to be there.
I personally think it makes the agent look bad. And you ever interact with some of these NFL agents, they act like they know everything. They've got everything figured out, which a lot of them are really, really good at their job. But if you sent your client to a meeting that you didn't like, that you come to find out you didn't like, or your client gets there and says, dude, what the heck? You sent me here with three other guys? Like, you told me this was a private meeting. That makes the agent look bad. So, of course, he's going to be frustrated with the team. But
where are you getting the info that he thought it was a private meeting?
Well,
I didn't hear that.
We're just kind of speculating or wondering if maybe they didn't know.
Let me ask you a question then.
You know.
If you're going to cryptic tweet about how you thought it was disrespectful or feed info to a guy saying it's disrespectful, then why would you even send your client there?
Well, if you're Jaden Daniels' agent and you think Washington's taking him at 2 overall, you're not going to say, hey, man, sit this
one
out.
No, but you're saying he probably didn't know, maybe. Is that what you're getting at?
I'm saying the agent didn't know it was not a
private meeting. That's exactly what I just said.
And that's what I'm saying. Because if you thought it was disrespectful, you would say, no, we're not doing it. Look, so you'd be the first agent to play hardball with the team in the draft process? No, you would say, hey, we'll have this meeting. We don't want to do a
He wants his own time. He wants to get to know you guys one-on-one if that's where he's going to end up going. So
that's what doesn't make sense to me. Don't send your client to a situation where you know what it is and then try to be cryptic about it or feed info to people to act like you're upset and it was disrespectful. You sent your client to the disrespectful meeting, so you allowed it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.